before, just before D-Day, and all the tanks were along the road. I lived in Holbury, so to get to Hythe, I had to get a bus on the other side of the road and go right round Ralston, and right round through Hilltop, and right round to get to work in Hythe, because the tanks were all on one side of the road. You couldn't do two-lane traffic. So that was a long trip every morning to go to work. The tanks were on say the right-hand side of the road, would be, or the left-hand side of the road. So that if you wanted to go to Hythe, you couldn't go that way because the traffic from Hythe was coming down. So you had to go across the road and catch the bus that was coming that way to take you right round to come out at Hythe. But I went to school, to work every day, right up to D-Day. And so it had to... I don't remember on that bit of road, there wasn't any troops, was there, at Hilltop? There wasn't any camps at Hilltop as camps of soldiers?
No.
No, there wasn't. Not there, because not on that area. Because that was just that bit between Ralston and Hilltop. So the buses used to go round that way quite, you know, there's no problem with that. It was quite a long trip to get to work in that way round every morning. But we did that, and that was only for the last, when the tanks appeared, you know, when sort of the last couple of 3 or 4 weeks before D-Day, that was only for those few weeks. And then once the tanks had all disappeared, then it all went back to normal. We just went back to, you know, buses went ordinarily.